And turning our attention now to a recent South African Friends of Israel trip that was held. And yesterday I spoke with the head of the South African Friends of Israel who put together that trip, Bafana Modisa, I think his name, or is it Modisa? No, it's Bafana Modisa. And on the line now, I have one of the participants of that trip, and that is Theo Doyle, who is one of the Patriotic Alliance leaders and a former councillor in the city of Joburg. Theo, thank you so much for joining me on the Home Run. How did you find the trip, and was it your first time to Israel?
Hi, good day, Paula. Thank you for having me. Thank you also to your listeners. Paula, this was my first visit to Israel. I must say that this experience, I can't actually describe it. It was very, very personal to me. It was very deep, very emotional. But yeah, the first impression of Israel, it lasted. It was very, very good, Paula.
Was it different? Was Israel different to what? Had you expected something different to what you actually experienced?
You know what? That's a very important question. You know, I in my line of work, it demands me to always make sure that I keep abreast with political developments locally and abroad. So what I've been seeing on the mainstream media and what I've witnessed in person is totally, totally different with regards to the propaganda that has been pushed on the mainstream media, on other news channels. It is totally the opposite, I must say. Israel is not a apartheid state as the mainstream media is portraying it and putting it. It is a very warm, a welcome, and a peaceful nation, a nation that is full of pride and full of patriotism. And so it was actually a very good experience for me to experience it in person. Compared to what is being portrayed on the mainstream media.
Which part of the visit made the most impact on you, and why?
You know, there's so many stuff
that I
can share.
It's not a fair question, but...
totally not. I always get this question, but I can't really answer it. Just to add, you know, this was my first trip now to Israel, and that impression will stay with me for the rest of my life, you know? When I landed there the first day in Israel, you know, the hospitality, the sense of patriotism, what I've just mentioned now with regards to the government, how things is working, how things is operating in the country, despite what is happening, you know, with regards to the war between the two nations, Israel and Palestine. I am impressed with Israel. I'm impressed with how things is operating there. I expected something different, totally negative, you know, but what I've witnessed there personally, how things are operating, how the leadership of the country is running the state of Israel. It is operating, and under the circumstances with regards to the attacks and the war and so forth, and all the opposition that Israel is facing, but yet they are a resilient nation. That is, it's staying with me. It will stay with me for the rest of my life.
Theo, in your opinion, what lies behind the hate emanating from the ANC towards Israel, and many would say towards Jews in general?
From my personal opinion, remember before it, the democratic assault.
Theo, we seem to have lost you. Theo, can you hear me? We seem to have lost him, but the phone doesn't say that there's a problem. And that was actually one of the most important questions I wanted to ask Theo. It's Theo Doyle, who is one of the Patriotic Alliance leaders and a former councillor in the city of Johannesburg. Theo, we have you back, and I was asking you, we didn't hear any of your answers, so if you could start from the beginning again. And the question was, in your opinion, what lies behind the hate emanating from the ANC towards Israel, and many would argue towards Jews in general?
You know, my personal opinion is the ANC, before they became a government, you know, running South Africa, they were aligned with the Palestinian Authority. You understand? It is their partners, actually. So once they're in power now, they feel obligated to stand with Palestine, no matter what Palestine is doing. So I feel that there's an obligation for them not to align with Israel, but to align with Palestine.
And unfortunately, they are currently still in government here in South Africa. And that still dictates, it's still the order of the day. They are still aligned with Palestine. Hence, we as the Patriotic Alliance, we're taking a stance to stand with Israel. We are friends of Israel.
Theo, we've lost you again. And you were saying that as the Patriotic Alliance, you've taken a stand to be with Israel. And I want to just reconnect with Theo because I think it's important what he's saying, and I still have one or two more questions.
Very bad this side. Sorry, man.
No, it's okay, Theo. The last thing we heard you say was, as the Patriotic Alliance, it's very important for you to stand with Israel.
Yes, we are standing with Israel. So it doesn't mean that we are standing with Israel, that we're enemies of Palestine. We are standing for peace, for the two nations to come to a solution, to coexist, you know, and stop this fighting the war from both sides. But that doesn't say that we must turn our backs on Israel. Theo, we are standing with Israel and we are friends of Israel.
Theo, you were mentioning at the beginning of our chat the positive impression that Israel had on you, especially seeing it was your first time and going there and seeing what the country was doing. Do you think that if members of the ANC were to go to Israel, they would come back with a different opinion? And parallel to that is, do you think any of them would ever go to Israel, or because of their obligation, as you say, to align with Palestine, they're a lost cause in trying to show them the Israeli side of the story? Okay, we've lost Theo, and I think we're just going to have to call it a day that the signal is not good. And that was Theo Doyle, one of the Patriotic Alliance leaders and a former councillor in the city of Johannesburg, who has visited Israel for the first time as part of the South African Friends of Israel. And he was talking about what a positive experience that is. It's just gone 4:31.